Hey everyone, welcome to D&D Bags, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast made by a bunch of D-bags. I'm Frankie the Dungeon Master.
I'm Joe and I play Ati.
I'm Matt and I play Nemestrehi.
I'm Andy and I play Loom.
So, today we're going to go through a very, very special, different, totally out of left field thing where Joe does a recap, but he goes like really far back with it.
I see what you did there. I see. This time I'm going way back. Yeah. Because our friend Matt is here now, as you've heard. He's going to be playing Nemestrehi. We don't even know who that is yet. But he's here, and we're doing like 3 sessions in a row, so he's going to be here for a while. Anyway, it all began. Our characters... Ati and Loom.
Can I just loudly drink through a straw the whole time?
Feel free.
Audibly display my displeasure.
Four paladins of Morden. Our monastery got attacked by a tiefling warlock named Alexis. He destroyed it, wiped out our little order.
Matt might not know what a tiefling or a warlock is.
You told me what a tiefling was yesterday, but you might have been too drunk to remember.
No recollection.
Okay. Tiefling is basically
if I said
like,
it yesterday after like 12...
Really you said it?
No, what time
we
did
got
I mean like
2. Here. We got back here at like 9.
I have no memory of even
okay.
leaving.
You subscribed to this like people that were like summoned demons or something.
That's warlocks.
No, but like...
Basically, a tiefling is like half demon, half human. It's more complicated than that, but for your purposes, just pretend that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was like some pact generations ago between people and demons.
So you're a demon paladin, it's whatever.
Not demon, like half demon,
basically. Tieflings get very offended when people relate them to demons,
is it
by
always
the way.
Demons, or is it also devils? Can you have made a pact with devils and...
I don't believe
tiefling?
So.
It's specifically...
I think
I'm not actually
demons,
sure.
I think... I could be wrong.
Whatever it was.
I don't know for sure.
I'll tell you because Joe's going to be doing his recap
yeah,
for a while.
We have to.
Yeah. Anyway, so my character is basically like half demon. Andy's character is like half angel, basically. He's an Asimar, which is half celestial, I think they're
yeah.
called. Similar concept. My character is Ati, he's a Loom. And we're paladins. Our thing got destroyed by Alexis, and now we're trying to go out and warn the other monasteries. We went to another city called Elmore. While we were there asking for assistance, my character drunkenly stumbled into Pabarel Darkstone, who is the son of a councilman. He challenged me to a arena battle in 3 days. The days have been passing. It's taken months for those days to pass, but we're finally almost there. Tomorrow is the arena challenge death match that my character has been challenged to. We were going to pick up a banner that Loom, Andy's character, had made for us to celebrate, you know, me going in. I'm going to go in as my own champion, which is very ill-advised.
I basically told them through every NPC in the game that they would die if they did it.
And we're supposed to get a champion to fight on our behalf. We think it'll be really cool if I just...
I agree. I think it'll be cool, too.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
We'll see where it goes. So anyway,
you
we're
can,
doing
I,
that.
I don't remember if I ever said it when you said it last time, but you can have inspiration for being like, I'm a paladin. I wouldn't let someone die in my stead.
Awesome. I was going to pray for inspiration anyway.
Yeah.
So, cool. I'll mark that I have that later. Anyway, while we're going for that banner, we saw a dwarf getting mugged by an elf. And in this city, the dwarves are very high upper class and the elves are very lower class. So, just worth noting. And we saw this dwarf early in the day. He's a total dick. So we decided to step in and try to stop the fight. It's not going well. I wound up between the elf and the dwarf, and then the dwarf's bodyguards are kind of coming around the corner. One of them, we decided, was the medieval version of O.J. Simpson. He's riding a white bronco.
This is an important part about our world. Because I am a benevolent DM, and I like that we do a show and it's fun, and it's funny.
We have fun here. We like that.
I gave them this made-up power that's not actually in the game, where it's just if they decide they want to change something in-universe to make it sillier, they can do it once per episode, and like they have to roll a die for it and beat a...
That sounds really broken.
Yeah, but I have to set the DC on it. So if they're like, now I have wings, so I can fly wherever I want, it would be great.
So they can't just, whatever it's called, like, JoJo it and decide, from now on, we're Super Saiyans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you would decide that you really buff.
Yeah.
Going forward, we look really buff, and we've
or
always
we
buff.
Could do It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and decide it'd be funnier if they're really fat now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind
true.
Of stuff we can do. Like,
so they tried to make someone Michael Jackson, and they failed the role, so he's O.J. Simpson instead.
Is that a thing Joe snorts now? You did that yesterday. And I thought it was like a one-off thing.
It happens every once in a while. I think playing D&D makes me snort more.
So I got.
By the way, you guys might have
see,
to be a little
me,
louder
because
you're both further from the mic.
I'm not much further than I usually am, and usually I completely dwarf you guys in my volume for some reason.
Yeah,
so I'm not very concerned about that.
I'll be loud.
So I found something interesting about tieflings. So, in 5th edition, tieflings are a player race. They draw their lineage back to the demon lord of the nine hell. The lord of the nine hells, Asmodeus, who is a lawful evil devil.
Yeah.
When I looked up tieflings, they say they have demonic lineage. But specifically in 5th edition, like the way it's presented in the rule book, they got their lineage from Asmodeus, so that's
devils, not demons. Gotcha.
That having been said, they have no, and we know this part, they have no innate alignment. Mm-hmm. A lot of tieflings end up being pushed towards evil because of the prejudice people have since they look evil. But none of that, you know, lineage necessitates how they behave, and there's, you know, you can be a neutral tiefling, you can be a lawful good tiefling, you know, all that good stuff. So for our purposes and in our world, I think we have very strongly defined that tieflings have a demonic ancestry, not a devil ancestry already.
No, we
have. You feel that way? Okay, that's fine.
Well, you confuse
all
me.
All that
demon,
we have is that you think Adi looks like a demon and he yells he's not a demon.
That's true.
Technically, you've never said, Adi, you look like a devil.
Yeah, I
and
guess
if
I
you
have.
Did, he might not be able to say, I'm not a devil.
Oh, actually, yeah.
It's different.
I am not a demon.
Yeah, and again, since we're talking about how... I mean, that's totally up to us how you want to play that, but we did give him... Well, yeah, I mean, Infernal is a language of not just... I mean, that's devil language, too, right?
Demons
so,
and devils, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything from...
Okay, that's fine.
Used
then
to
there's...
be there was a separation between the demon language and the devil language.
Oh, there
Abyssal
there is.
Still exists, I think.
There's
is
Abyssal
the devil
and... Abyssal, it's typically spoken by demons, and it uses infernal script. There's also Infernal, which is typically spoken by devils, and uses infernal script. So it's two languages that both use infernal script.
Gotcha.
And Joe knows Infernal, not Abyssal.
Yeah, my character just kind of knows Infernal.
Okay. I think in our world...
That's probably why tieflings start with Infernal, because it's the devil language then. Okay.
Okay, good to know.
We don't know all that much about Adi's past, so it doesn't really even matter yet, because anytime it's brought up, it's usually Illum being, like, willfully ignorant about it. So
I mean, it's also totally possible that Adi doesn't actually speak Infernal, and he just thinks he does.
Skibbity boba.
I've actually communicated with a demon.
Yeah, that is true.
We did understand each other, and we seemed
you
to be...
You think you understood each other.
You also understood the
You perceived
the devil,
it as understanding
the bearded
you know?
Devil. Ati spoke to the bearded devil in the druid in the cave in the forest.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to think if anything happened that necessarily they were definitely reacting to understanding something I said.
So I don't want to take the ability to decide that you never actually have successfully communicated with a devil or a demon away from us, so I would like to leave
to table this for
table.
Now
yeah. So that at some point if we want to decide that that's the case that we can.
Yeah, as far as the only thing that I can think of that someone reacted like, I think I said like, hey, could you do this, like, you know, just like tell us stuff in Infernal, and like, you know, just spat on the ground, and I was like, come on, man. Let's not do that. We're making some progress. But, like, you know, he could have just been like, oh, if you're just going to speak nonsense at me, then fine.
Yeah. There you go. So...
although he was also at least scatting back at me, but I guess he could have been imitating. All right, fine, you want to skip me, Boba, yeah, whatever. Been, yeah. I don't know.
You could have been like, oh, I know what that means, but maybe you're just delusional.
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway.
Because apparently I just kind of know a language that I was born knowing, because that's how languages work.
I mean, yeah.
Because tieflings are just like, yeah, of course I know Infernal. You guys, what, you weren't born knowing English?
Skibby Boba. Yeah.
Adi, are you fucking idiot?
Skrrdiddly.
Skrrrap.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Are you done with your 12-minute long recap? I didn't actually look at the clock. I'm just assuming.
My recap ended a while ago.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. It's just making sure. It's been skibbity boobopping a little bit. So, here's the wonderful thing about what's happening with the next few sessions. First, Andy and Joe don't actually know who Matt's character is, although I'm sure they could guess, or why, you know, Matt is here, technically. Two, Matt has never played Dungeons and Dragons before, really. So,
Never listened to this podcast.
And he definitely has never listened to our podcast.
Listened to the first few minutes. He didn't know that we had chiptunes.
He's been one of our best friends for literally years.
10 years.
Literally never, apparently.
I mean, he's known Joe since they were like 4 years old or something.
We've been acquaintances for a very long time.
I mean, why would I listen? I just get the recap of band practice. You guys are just like, you know, you're tanks, and it's just really, like, weird. Like, you don't fight stuff.
We do fight stuff.
Well, you don't deal any damage.
We're fighting stuff right. That's true. But we're fighting stuff right now.
No one deals damage. They're trying to remove damage from the game. They don't.
Yeah.
So they just tell me about some, like, stupid shit, like, stupid battle they have in the last episode. I compare it to weird World of Warcraft things, and then just completely stop paying attention.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that's basically all my knowledge of Dungeons and Dragons right now.
And now
so
you get to do that here, in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully you like it, and we'll play it, like, for an extended period at some point with these people, if not necessarily as part of this campaign.
Yeah. If you don't think it's super lame, then I'd be happy to have you on the next campaign that we do. All right.
So that's the recap. We're done with the recap.
All right.
A while, so here we are.
Here it is.
Roll a fucking dice.
Whose turn is it, guys?
Mine.
No. You're not even here. What?
What?
Comment, you know, feel free to comment on things you see and hear, but you're not actually here.
Comment like it's...
I mean, you as a player, not you as a character.
I have no idea what the turn order was.
I'm going to say it's O.J. Simpson's turn.
Okay. Comment like it's...
So yeah, right now I'm standing between the elf and the dwarf. Andy's at the end of the alley, or one end of the alley, and at that same end, O.J. and the other bodyguard of the dwarf are coming up.
OJ is going to dismount, but his steed will stay. His white Bronco that he is riding,
yes,
will stay where it is.
Of course.
But he will dismount
prepared for
from
a low-speed chase.
He will dismount from it, and he will move up to Illum, and he will... He is going to stay one... He's going to stay within 10 feet of Illum, because he has a spear. So okay. he can reach, so he's gonna...
So he's gonna stay back here, okay.
Yeah, he just is not on his horse. So he's going to poke at Illum with said spear.
Okay.
Illum, what's your AC?
It is...
A lot, right?
21.
Too much. Nope. Okay. Now, is it other guard's turn?
Probably, because they just entered when we ended,
yeah.
So if they get to act right away...
So, other guard,
turn.
Other guard also has a spear. He's also going to move within 10 feet.
So are you on
diagonal? Yeah, the diagonal is fine. And he is going to poke with his spear at a loom.
Still 21.
21? Why isn't it 20? I got 20 twice.
Yeah, still 21.
That's why we have it at 21.
That sucks. Okay.
You also gave him a magical shield that raised it.
It raised my AC by one. Because Joe is 20, I am 21.
Yeah. All right.
So, which is why I'm the one who always gets knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you're about to get some cool equipment anyway, so it's fine. It'll balance out.
And then I'm going to die.
And then you're going to die. Just for the record, if you die, everything on you also disappears. Just forever. Just because I can do that.
Don't do that.
So. No, because you know, just trust me. You will disintegrate if you die, and so will everything that's touching you.
Do I do that?
You do that. You specifically do that.
Oh.
All right, so...
There's one regret. It's having disintegration-itis.
Yes. If only I could have not disintegrated. All right, that makes the dwarf with the big warhammer, who is confused but now sees his guards attacking and has decided that he's angry enough that he's just going to attack too. He's going to attack the Ahti.
Really?
He's next to you.
I just protected this, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he's kind of a douche. I don't know why you didn't notice that. He misses. It is Adi's turn.
All right.
That's not a d20.
I know.
Oh my god, I'm so amped for Matt to learn the dice within one play session.
Well, you know, you can look at them and see how many sides there are. So, like,
all right. It's that easy. Well, he did think we had a d5 when we started.
That is true, actually, yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. At this point... I'm just going to be like, hey, what the hell? All right, fine, if you want to play it like that. I'm going to use the command ability and say drop. Try to make him drop his Warhammer.
I have to beat a DC, right?
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's 13?
Yes. So that puts me... I think I already used command once on the elf. No, on the elf to make her leave, which didn't work.
Right.
Or no, on him to leave, whatever.
I got a natural 20.
God fuck, I will... The command ability
will never work
for me.
I know, I'm sorry.
Ever. Literally,
it's a cool spell, Matt. Just to fill you in, it's a paladin ability where you literally
mind trick.
Basically, you get to give a one verb command, and if they don't pass, that like if they don't roll high enough, they have to do it. As long as it's not something that like directly hurts them.
Okay,
so
sweet.
Should have just said grapple. It's the only time it'll ever work.
Apparently, but that wasn't me. That was Andy.
I was busy being unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God,
that was like 25 episodes ago. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Okay, next person's turn is Alum's turn.
Okay.
Alum, you have two dudes who should be within about 10 feet of you.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
So I'm going to attack this guy here from where I was standing.
That is not OJ, correct?
The bigger one is OJ.
Yeah. The bodyguard's OJ and not OJ.
And not OJ.
That's what I'm attacking, not OJ.
Yeah.
I'm 100% serious.
There's a white Ford Bronco on my street that with the license plate, not OJ.
I've seen that, yeah.
Reference gets more and more relevant every day.
Okay, my attack roll is a natural one.
Solid.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm gonna roll a die and see what happens.
We're gonna die right here. We're not even gonna
get about you tell me?
You fall on your sword? Like,
it makes something bad happen. So here's what I'm gonna say. Andy, high or low?
Low.
Okay. I'm gonna say that you miss so wildly that you, kind of stumble a little bit and you don't drop your hammer, but I'm going to say that the next one attack against you will have advantage because you're kind of off kilter.
Gotcha.
That makes it Elf Lady's turn. Did I ever say their names to you? Did you ever ask their names? Because I have them in my notes and I don't know if you know who they are.
We just ran up and were like, hey, stop attacking.
Okay. Well, then Elf Lady, whose name you don't know, it's her turn. And she, for sure, is... She's going to move, Ahti, assuming you don't want to take... Oh, no, because she's still in your range anyway, so never mind. I don't think you can opportunity attack her. She just wants to move 5 feet closer so that she can attack the dwarf.
I'm not going to stop her at this point. If he's attacking me...
Okay, so can you move her for me? Yes.
There.
She's going to...
Also, at this point, I'm so concerned with the fact that Illum's being attacked that I'm like, I don't care.
Okay. So she's got, two daggers, so she's going to attack twice. That misses. That also misses. Okay, she does no damage to the dwarf.
Wow. She just spaghetti all over herself.
Yep, she just threw her arms around and made big circles.
Sweet.
Whee!
Alright.
That makes it the dwarf's turn, who is going to attack Olum again, because he attacked Olum. I mean, Ati again, because he attacked Ati last time.
Great.
That's not a good roll for me, so that doesn't connect. Okay. That makes it Ati's turn.
Okay, let's see. I guess in the spirit of never give up, even though it'll never work, I'm just going to say, I told you, drop! And then I'm going to, try it again. Get another nat 20. Do it.
Nat 20.
Okay, he failed. So, drop is the command you're giving?
Yeah.
Okay. He drops to the floor.
I'm pretty sure it specifies in the handbook drop specifically is supposed to be a command to make them drop whatever they're holding.
Really? But okay.
He is God here.
I'll tell you in a sec, though, what the book says.
I'm pretty sure that that's one of the preordained things.
Some typical commands and their effects follow. You may issue a command other than one described here. If so, the DM determines how the target behaves. If the target can't follow the command, the spell ends. One of the examples is drop. The target drops whatever it is holding and then ends its turn.
All right, fine. I guess he drops his hammer to the floor.
All right, and then I'll tell her, the elf, all right, now take it and run. Also, I have no idea how many lucky points I have. I don't have it written down from...
Sounds like you have zero, then.
I'm pretty sure I have
right
zero.
Right now that if you ever...
If I don't know, it's zero.
You have zero.
Fair enough.
I have zero. I know that I used them all last session.
Yeah. Although I do have a point of inspiration, but I should probably save that for my death.
I would. Matt, inspiration gives you something called advantage, which basically means you get to roll twice and take the higher number.
Yeah. And disadvantage is the opposite of that.
You have to
roll
twice
and take the lower
number.
Number,
yeah. Okay. Illum, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to ready myself after having stumbled right there before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to swing at not OJ again.
Okay.
16 to 20.
That is.
Okay, and damage 10.
Okay.
So yeah, so this time I bring up my hammer, I'm actually ready for it, like I grip it a little better, I'm like, okay, hold on a second.
Alright.
And I follow through.
It is now... Is there anything else you want to do, or that? I assume that's everything, right?
I probably just, like, glance up to see how Ati's doing, and I see that he's failing at brokering this peace, so I have continued resolve to fend off the guards.
Okay. Alright. So, it is now Elf Lady's turn. Elf Lady...
is never going to do what I ask. Nobody's ever going to
do
it.
Is
going
to do two things.
Better not.
Elf Lady is going to kick the hammer, like, behind her to try to get it as far away from Dwarf Guy as she possibly can.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'll say that, like, she kicks it, whatever, 5 feet behind her. And she's also, the other thing she's going to do is, should I just, okay, I'm just going to have her attack him. She hates him. I was going to have her do something different, but I'm afraid. That
I'm going to use my reaction to impose disadvantage.
Okay, she misses him.
Okay, yeah, I'm putting my shield between them and say, that's not what I said to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Play nice.
So she swings her sword and it bounces off of your shield that you're holding in front of him.
Yeah, we're protection paladins, which I think I've explained means we get one reaction every turn, where if we see someone within 5 feet of us being attacked, we can put our shield between them and block it.
But we've discovered we can only do that once,
but
until our next turn rolls around.
Yeah,
and we can't do it for ourselves.
Reaction.
It has to be
for someone else.
Yeah.
All right, it's OJ's turn. OJ stabs at Alun.
And my AC is 21.
Yeah.
Neither of them. Okay, good. No hits. Not OJ. Also pokes at
Alun.
21 is your AC?
Yeah.
Okay, he hits you for one. Not one point. I mean, he hits you. He actually hits you for once, is what I should have said. okay. He hits you for 5 damage.
Okay.
And what is your HP total?
Hold on.
So I can
type
also
in
write
damage.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now I have 32 HP. I'm now down to 27.
Okay, cool. That will make it the dwarf guy's turn, who now has no hammer. He's going to try to run to the guards.
Okay.
You can take an opportunity attack against him if you want.
Should I try to opportunity grapple him, maybe, and see if I can be like, hey, let's not...
You can't do that.
No, that's not a thing?
No. I'm almost positive, unless it's changed from 4th edition, the only thing you can do is make an attack. Like, you make a standard attack.
Okay, I was thinking that a grapple was a kind of attack.
I also personally feel like we're so far past the point of doing anything other than attacking this guy that, like, you should just take the attack of opportunity.
Think so?
Yeah.
Alright, fine. I'll try to sweep for his legs, see if I can incapacitate him.
Okay.
This is D20. Okay. 7 plus, let's see, plus 4.
11?
Yeah.
Okay, that does not connect.
Sweet.
Okay. The elf lady is also going to take an opportunity attack against him. She crits him. So he's going to take a very large amount of damage. Is that good? Is that cool?
It's good with me. I like it.
Okay. He takes a lot of damage. And now that he has taken said damage, can he still go? Because that's a rule that's been changed depending on editions. Can he still move after he gets successfully hit, or does getting hit stop him from moving? I don't know what that is in this edition.
I don't think that there is any official hit stun. I think it's just up to the DM to decide, like, is he too wounded to move? Or is there anything incapacitating him? If she, like, you know, cut his...
She did hit him real hard. He probably shouldn't... I'm going to say that he falls. She hit him so hard that he's just going to fall instead of being able to successfully run.
Okay.
Because she kind of fucked him up. So... he's still in the same, square, but he is prone.
Okay.
Is what I will say happens on his turn. That makes it Ati's turn. And he is prone. Not Ati, obviously, the other way.
Yeah. Alright, then I'm going to... what should I do? Fuck. Alright,
can choose to do non-lethal damage if you want.
I can, but if I do, she's probably going to kill him.
Yeah, but she probably... Well, whatever. I don't want to influence you. Good.
Yeah, can I try to shove her back and say, get out of here?
You absolutely can do that.
Okay. 1. 1. It's a 1.
So you miss shoving her and, like... Spaghetti old.
No,
kiss
her. The first place I went, I don't know if I want to put on air, but the first thing I thought was that you try to push her and just grab her boob and
I think that's a critical not critical.
Better than expected.
Critical. You know what? Fuck it. It's been a long time.
You trip over the dwarf who's on the ground.
And fall into her boobs anime style and get a nosebleed. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so you try to shove her, but instead you trip over the prone dwarf, fall and land face first into her cleavage. You pull your face away, you have a crazy nosebleed, and there's suddenly a big plus sign on your forehead. You don't know what the deal is with that.
You don't know why that's happening, but, like, you understand that, like, that's something that goes down. So.
You get plus sign forehead sometimes. Also, now I need you to do an erection check, please.
Oh, sweet. We haven't done this in a long time.
Are you rolling the right dice?
Does it matter?
I guess not.
All right. That's 36. I don't know what I'm coming up from, honestly. I think I was like 20-something. Oh, I was 27% last time we checked. And I think I have been for days.
27% boner for days?
Yeah.
Days.
The way the tiefling boners work, I'm 27% erect. So now I'm 36. I came up a little bit. So, you know, maybe I'm, maybe he is actually interested in ladies.
You know what? I want to say, I want to give you advantage on this erection check. Is that okay? I'm going
to
do it.
Sure.
Okay.
I think you're allowed to.
Yeah, why not? 39. Even with advantage. All right, well, you know, he likes girls, but not that much.
At least we know more about the character now.
Yeah.
I guess mostly you're embarrassed and you're not into shame boners.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Oh, senpai!
What's your charisma? It's pretty high.
It's actually pretty high, yeah. It's 17, so I get +3 on charisma.
That is very high.
Yeah, because tieflings get, like, +2 to charisma for crazy, like, intimidate checks and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they're supposed to be, like, smooth talkers.
And we are already pretty high because we're paladins and they go off
charisma. So why don't you roll me just roll charisma, add your modifier, and tell me what you get.
Okay. Come on, something
else. Is it a roll for Joe to bang the elf chick?
It's a 7 plus... Oh, wait. Well, am I just adding charisma? My charisma?
Yeah, just your charisma.
7 plus 3, 10.
Okay. Thank you.
This is, in fact, what I asked you.
Good to know.
This doesn't affect anything. It makes me happy that you
sometimes
did
it.
I just needed to know.
That's definitely the extent of Ati's turn. It is Illum's turn.
I'm going to continue going at not OJ.
Okay.
Since I got a nice big chunk out of him before.
Swang.
That was actually a very good attack on him last turn. So let me just go back to your previously scheduled programming. 17.
That hits.
Good. 10.
Nice.
Yeah!
Doing work. He's hurting.
He sure is.
What do you want to describe, like, how you attack him?
So yeah, I do. So I notice that he's off balance, so I'm like, not OJ. I need to continue killing this guy, because it'll be a lot easier to deal with everything once, you know, there's one less guy here. So I pull back, and I look around, and I notice this guy has two gloves on, and I'm like, this seems pretty on the level. And then I swing through his chest, and I probably, like, he stumbles back a little bit from the weight of it, since it was, like, a max damage hit.
Mm.
And, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm gonna say that he's, like, I don't think he'd leave the 5 feet. I think you can imagine it as, like, him moving... like 4.5 feet, but staying within the same square.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Good. If you hit him in the chest, you knock the wind out of him, and he's like, he's probably gonna take like a second to just ready himself. Like he's not prone technically, but he's not feeling good. That will make it Elf Lady's turn. Joe, you can see, Elf Lady sees everything that happens and obviously feels you fall into her cleavage and then sees how embarrassed you seem and how legitimately embarrassed you seem.
Okay.
And you can see her, like, pull her hand back like she's gonna smack you, and then she sees that you look genuinely embarrassed.
That never happened.
And then she doesn't smack you.
Oh, wow.
You have very high charisma.
Yes.
Most people would have been smacked there.
Most people would have been called hentai!
So, Matt, just so you can see a little behind the curtain, I asked him to know... I'll probably cut this, but... I asked him to know what his charisma was.
Yeah.
So that, based on that, I could set a difficulty number... And the difficulty number I set was 10, since his charisma is so high, and then he met 10, so the bad thing didn't happen to him.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I thought there was like a, if you rolled like a 20, you'd be like, she wants you to bang her. Right?
I would.
If it was a 20,
if it was a 20, it would be something like that.
Yeah.
If it was a 20, she'd be like, no, auntie, don't stop.
Okay.
All right.
It is OJ's turn. I think OJ and not OJ are going to continue their pattern of poking a loom unsuccessfully.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Natty Deuce! Oh, okay. Wow, what timing. That hits you hard. That's 10.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm down to 17.
You can't help him tank?
I can, but I'm not from where I am.
Oh, you should have been moving closer to him. It seems like the whole gimmick you guys have is... just, I got you, bro.
Yeah,
it is.
We're lawful, yeah. But I'm trying
that's
not to.
That's why I have to keep coming up with situations where it makes sense to keep them split up, and it's very difficult.
And I'm busy trying to not let this murder
it's
happen.
It's difficult for us to disengage and, like, get closer to each other until, like, at least one of each of, like, our engaged targets is dealt with.
Can we take a second to talk about how funny it is that Andy's in, like, a pretty decently violent battle in the corner, and Joe is, like, the dwarf is on the floor, and Joe is having a nosebleed from falling into help.
This pretty much sums up...
I was gonna say, this sums up the campaign with the one exception of the fact that Joe hasn't even fallen unconscious yet.
Yeah.
Once Joe falls unconscious, then this will be the whole, like... fighting part of the campaign in a microcosm.
Should I roll to see if this nosebleed knocks me unconscious?
It's not yet.
Would if it wasn't possible that these guys would murder Elune.
I was gonna roll damage on her slapping you. You were gonna take real damage if she slapped you.
That's fair.
It was probably only gonna
probably
be
like a
D4 or two.
Of
yeah,
damage,
I was gonna roll a
yeah.
D4. It's exactly it. Alright, not OJ is also gonna attempt to stab you. You have 21. He does not successfully stab you. That makes it prone dwarf's turn. I'm going to say that prone dwarf is going to repeat his process, and he's going to use... basically, his entire turn is going to be standing up and trying to run away again.
I'm going to let him this time, because
no
I just...
opportunity attacks
I need to get this done with and get over to there. So where's he going? How far is he going?
The elf still gets an opportunity attack, so let me see what happens with that.
I'm gonna use my block on that.
Okay.
I don't get it.
You can react a reaction, right? I guess you can. You can.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get one reaction per turn, but you know.
Yeah, she's using her reaction to declare the attack, but you're using your reaction to close its advantage. That's
right.
Totally fine. That's a really great roll. That's not so great a roll. Okay, no. No hits. Close, but no cigar. Okay, so he successfully gets back. He's going to try to stand, like, behind his guards. So can he move there successfully?
One, two, three, and then difficult terrain. Well, actually, they let him through, so it's not difficult terrain.
They let him through, but he has to pass. Does it matter that he's passing in front of Andy? I guess he's never engaging, so no, I guess it doesn't matter.
I think as long as he goes through Andy's reach, Andy can technically get a...
attack. So, do you want an opportunity attack on him?
Yeah, I do.
Take it.
Okay. I take it. I see him going by, even though I'm, like, fighting this guy, and I basically, like, swing my hammer. It's another one of those, like, stumbling attacks that we love to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And since I notice, even though I have no idea why Joe is not trying to attack this guy, I'm going to use non-lethal force on the attack.
Okay.
I rolled a 22 on the attack.
That is obviously a hit.
Okay, and then the damage roll is 6.
Okay.
And again, non-lethal. I know he's like kind of beat up, so
what
non-lethal
part of
6.
Him did you hit?
I was aiming low, so like
his
legs.
I'm gonna say you trip him. He is non. It's non-lethal damage, but he trips, so he's prone again. Like,
is he still conscious?
Yeah, he's conscious. Yeah.
So he's just, he probably trips right there then, right?
Yes, yes, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Beautiful. Adi, it's your turn.
I'm gonna be like, you get out of here to the elf, and then I'm gonna run over to, Elum's side and be like, hey, let's try to work this out. This is really dumb.
Okay, so you are technically leaving the elf's range, right? So she could, she could opportunity. She's not going to, but I just want to make sure. Okay. And that's, you're just gonna run up to Alum and then...
Yeah, I'm running up with my shield out and being like, hey, let's...
You're just trying
not
to
do this. You know what? I'm gonna roll a persuasion check to be like, let's just stop this.
Whom?
Would I roll separate persuasion checks to both of them?
Oh, you're trying to persuade the guards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. Okay, I didn't know who the persuading was directed at.
Right.
I didn't know if you were trying to persuade the noble guy or Alum, whatever. Yeah, that's
right. We were just trying to break up the fight. Let's stop. This is dumb. Okay. And then do I roll separately for both of them or one for both?
You can roll one.
Okay. Let's roll a one. Oh my god, 17.
Woo!
Plus, and I get the, oh wait, it's persuasion, so plus 5. 17 plus...
22.
22. So 22.
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. They don't, neither of the guards say anything to you, but you can kind of see them, like shift, like towards their back feet, like maybe they're poised more defensively than offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that.
Actually, if I still have an action, I don't know.
I think making a check counts as an action.
Does it?
I think it would.
I can't tell you, but I think it would.
Okay, I don't Unless, know.
If I mean, like, tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you.
If he's just speaking, then I wouldn't count that as an action, because since persuade is just like using a minor action to talk,
I probably wouldn't count that. What do you want
to
do?
I just want to ready to dodge if they try to attack. That's all.
That's fine.
And I would say it would be different if that check was like an acrobatics check, like he was jumping on top of something, like then that would be an action. But if you're doing something that the mechanics of it would be minor, then I don't think it should take up.
Yeah,
an action. Just because there's a persuasive nature to what's being said doesn't make it harder to say.
True, I guess. Alright, Alum, it's your turn.
Okay, so the dwarf I knocked down is still down?
Yes.
Right? Okay. I'll go back to OJ2. So I noticed that they were, you know, they shifted defensively when Joe said that. So non-lethal force attack on not OJ.
Okay.
I rolled a 7 on the attack roll, though.
7 total? Yeah, that will not
hit. Okay. And that'll be my turn, other than since I see them going defensive after swing non-lethal and not connecting, I back up and, like raise my shield a little bit more.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, he didn't mean that.
It's not lethal, man.
It's just like how it works, yo.
It's going to become the elf lady's turn, and now that everyone is pretty far away from her, she's going to turn around and walk back to pick up the hammer that the guy had dropped from your command.
Okay.
So she's going to walk 5 feet back and pick it up.
Is she going to run off with it or just like
she's
hold
gonna,
it?
She's going to pick it up and stay where she is.
Okay.
Yeah. She currently is just standing there and she has it in her hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's OJ's turn. Here's how I'm going to rule it. OJ is going to attack Olin.
I'm going to use my reaction to block.
And it's on the floor.
What I roll?
Looking like a fool with your dice,
on the ground.
You know that reference? That relevant reference?
I mean, we could have recorded this long enough ago that was relevant.
Could have.
Okay. I will definitely miss based on that. Okay, yes. OJ does, in fact, miss the attack. That makes it not OJ's turn. He, too, will attack Alum, but not Opti. Nope. That's a very small number.
Yeah! It like glances off of my armor and I'm just like, yeah!
Alright, so that brings it to the dwarf's turn. He's going to see that the elf lady has picked up his hammer and he's going to yell, like, you know, to the guards, like, mm-hmm. You have to get my hammer back! So he's going to stand up and yell that to the guards. And I think that's going to be everything that he does.
Okay.
That turn. That makes it Adi's turn.
Alright. I'm going to...
For the record, Matt, just so you know, these things would end a lot quicker if Joe ever tried to do them as opposed to do everything in his power to not do them.
Yeah.
So if you feel like things take a long time, they do, and it's Joe's fault specifically.
Yes.
Just so you know.
I'm going to go back to this episode, and I'm going to count up how many damage points were dealt by me and how many damage points were dealt by Joe when it's all said and done.
I think Joe hasn't dealt damage.
Yes, I don't believe so.
He's just said drop, and then he tried to like push the elf chick away, but fell into her boobs, and then he just kind of like ran away towards you. That's all Joe has done.
Yeah. He did not inflict any damage previously, but I don't think he had either, Andy. In the last session, I mean.
Yeah, well, the guards only appeared at the end.
Session, yeah. Yeah, so.
Okay. I'm going to actually move between... Like,
so now Joe's making it harder for me to do my job, too.
Wait, how?
Well, who are you moving between?
No, I'm moving between the elf and, you know, the other guys. I'm kind of blocking the alley with my shield up. I'm going to ready myself to attack if they try to move through. And I'm going to say, I'm going to use a persuade check, call back to her and say, just drop the hammer now and run. 8. No. Plus 5.
You can't have a high enough bonus for me. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
She really doesn't want to do that.
So does she at least want to run?
No, she really doesn't. She really doesn't want to run. You gave her so many opportunities to run. I think you forget that she picked the fight. I think you're forgetting that
she does
that
want
she
to be in this fight. You have to remember
quarters.
That persuasion and commands are not like... Well, command is magical.
So the elf chick is like a bad guy?
Well, I mean, the thing is characters have their motivations and reasons to be here.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not Frankie being an ass stopping us from doing our fun of being mind control people. It's like
picked
this fight. Like, she's here to have
fight. She had her knife to this dude's throat when you found her. She's not trying to run away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her goal is not, now I can escape. Her goal is like, I wish I had successfully killed this guy before you got here.
Yeah.
Now I, you know, so whatever. But yes, okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, Illum, it's you.
Okay. So I feel like... Okay, so the guards haven't had a turn yet. Have they given me any indication that they're, like, about to run after the elf lady now? Like, am I still a prime target?
You technically, I think they're both still engaged with you, but I think you would just know that since the dwarf is clearly so rich and powerful that these are probably, like, they're probably just are going to try to do what he says.
Okay.
Because he's so clearly their boss.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to attack with non-lethal force, the dwarf that was knocked prone.
Okay. He has stood up.
Okay,
but he is
well,
still
I'm going to attack him again, non-lethal force. 17 is the attack roll.
I'm almost positive that hits. Let me double check. Yes.
Okay, damage roll, 6.
Okay.
And by the way, that does include, like, damage bonus and stuff. I haven't been saying modified, but, like, so
yeah,
6 flat. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I've been doing. Okay.
And again, non-lethal force in case.
Yes. That makes it the elf's turn. The elf is going to, kind of toss something on the ground, 5 feet in front of her, and it's there. And she's going to, use the rest of her turn to, like, use her belt to fashion something that she can use to hold the hammer, like, on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, very quickly tie the hammer to her back so it's not in her hands. But
okay.
She has it. And
Do we perceive her throwing the thing on the ground?
You can roll perception to see how much you are...
I didn't know passive, if that's something we...
You see the motion happening, but if you want to roll perception right now out of turn order, I'll let you do it to see if you can tell what it is.
3 plus.
oh, if that's what we're doing, I'll roll. What I get? 16 plus 4, modified 20.
Okay, you can tell Alum that it looks like some kind of handmade thing. You've never seen anything that looks quite like it, but okay. It's like some handmade thing that is not just like, you know, a rock or some bullshit.
Okay. Some sort of, not device, but like contraption?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yes. Contraption is a good one.
Okay.
Alright, that makes it OJ and not OJ's turns. So, well, first it's OJ's turn. So, OJ is going to attempt to run past because he's not within Alum's reach anyway. So he's not going to get out of the attacks by Alum, but he is going to try to run past you.
Alright, I'm going to hit him. Opportunity attack. Non-lethal, but 5. I can't roll for shit.
Don't worry, you will maintain your roll.
No, 9.
No damage. Yeah, that will not hit.
Does that at least make him stop a little bit?
I don't think so.
You,
I don't think you hit him. Yeah. I think you can, if you want, you can say you bounced off his armor as opposed to you missed. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. So he just runs through.
I mean, does have heavy armor. Yeah. I mean, he'll run like, it'll take more of his movement, but yeah, he's gonna do that. He's gonna run past you.
Sweet. Alright, where does he go?
He's gonna try to run up to Elf Lady.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Can he make it all the way? That's
he, you should one, be able to.
One,
count
difficult terrain.
As two, yeah.
One, two, three.
4 or 5?
I don't know where I am.
He should have 5 squares.
4, 5, 6?
Or is he have, is it 6?
He also only needs to be within 10 feet with a
true
square.
So he's going to actually be, yes.
Yeah,
that's
so he's
actually
one
where
space
he can
out,
move, but, he
but he's got
there.
10 feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to do that and then attempt to attack her. He's going to not successfully attack her. Then it's going to be not OJ's turn. And he's going to attempt to do the same thing. I think he's close enough to you.
My reaction.
I'm
going to
do
yeah,
it.
But,
I get to take an opportunity attack against this guy, though, and I will. And I'll also say not legal, and 17.
That's a hit.
4.
Okay. He can't get quite as close, but I'm going to say that he stops when you hit him anyway. Because there's so many people there, and it's like he can't successfully maneuver if he's also taking damage. So, he just will not move.
Okay.
I'll say that that's his turn. Mm-hmm. So then it's the dwarf guy's turn, who is... What would he do? Does he have a weapon?
What do I do?
What do I do? I think he's going to try to get back and around the corner while he waits for his guards to get the weapons.
Okay, stand back and tell them what to do.
I'll take an attack
you
of opportunity on him. Yeah.
Good.
And
again, actually, wait, you can't. No, it's a new turn order. You can.
Yeah.
Disregard what I said.
Doesn't his turn
is it my
pass
turn?
Again,
yes,
or?
It needs to be your turn.
Okay,
so you can't do it.
Okay.
I still preferred my last attack of opportunity anyway.
So where does he want to go?
Just like around the corner, just here, moving here. Like one more space to the left of me.
This, or do you want him like all the way around the corner, like here?
Yeah, like there. Yeah,
okay.
I think he
so
wants to try
like
to create
hiding
space between him and the elf person.
Okay, so he's just like peeking out the corner, like get him.
I need my hammer. I can't do anything without my hammer.
I need my clothes. I need my hammer.
All right.
Okay, Ati, it's your turn.
Alright, then I'm going to turn around and try to attack this guy from the back, non-lethal.
Okay.
Do I get advantage on that since it's I'm hitting him from
sure
behind? Since I'm going to roll a 1 anyway.
Can you roll 2 ones?
That's a 6. That's an 18 plus 4 is 22.
And which guy is this? This is
OJ.
Okay. How much damage do you do?
Let's see. What am I rolling? I'm rolling 1d8.
1d8.
Plus 2.
Unless you're using spells or something.
Oh, shit. oh shit, I haven't rolled for damage in so long. What's a D8? Is it?
It's the one with 10 sides, obviously.
Is it this right?
Are you serious?
I can't actually see what he's holding because he's showing you. It's the one with eight sides.
I'm just going to let him do it. This is too fun.
Yeah, you're holding the one with eight sides. You see how there's an eight on it?
If that's the highest number. If you read all the numbers and there's a nine and there's or no higher, time. It's wrong. And if it doesn't go up to eight, it's also wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good way to tell. Like, just a trick for the future.
Okay, so 1d8 plus 2.
This one crazy tip.
2 plus 2 is 4. 4 damage.
Solid. Breaking the... never doing any damage in this fight.
I told you stop! Yeah, I'm just going to hit him and say, I told you stop! Why does nobody listen to me?
Okay. I'm my own character, Morty!
Alum, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to... I've still got not OJ in front of me because I successfully hit him. So in my mind, what happened was... goes running forward, I like stick out my hammer, he's like, oof, and then I just draw it back and I swing again, and that's what I'm doing right now. And this six.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Okay. So I swing too eagerly and it doesn't connect. Like I don't time it right. So I'm like, oh, at least I hit once.
Yeah. Okay, good. Elf Lady is going to toss another one of these contraptions, kind of diagonally to her right in front of her.
Okay, so now there's one in both of these spaces?
There's one in both of those spaces.
Okay.
And she's going to ready her daggers, and that's going to be the extent of her turn.
Okay. Did she use the rune to make her caltrops no longer slow, but deal 200% weapon damage?
Yes.
Okay.
For lack of a better answer.
I use bows.
Yeah. I like bows. I use bows. Okay. Now it's OJ, not OJ's turn. So, OJ is going to stab with spear.
Oh, me?
Actually, no, he's not, because he just wants the hammer, right?
Yeah.
So he just, okay, he's going to move to try to get up to her and, like, take the hammer from her.
Okay.
So he's going to take a step on this trap.
Oh, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
He triggers said trap. Ati, roll a... How about we'll do it like this? You can tell me what you want to roll.
This sounds like a dex saving throw.
I was going to say dex, but uh-oh. I think if you want to try to eat it and say that you're brolic as opposed to you move out of the way, you can roll to be brolic instead of...
So I'm rolling strength or dex, it's up to me?
Yes, and what's going to happen is he steps on this device and something clicks and it's some kind of rudimentary
landmine.
Explosive. Yeah, it's a rudimentary explosive and it explodes. And it knocks him 10 feet backwards.
Oh, damn.
So it knocks him into you, and he also takes an amount of damage.
Okay. Then I'll roll strength, because that's the one I get a bonus to.
So, yeah, so you can roll it.
2.
Okay.
Plus
wonderful.
2.
You are now in a pile on the floor with OJ on top of you.
That's not a sentence I wanted to hear.
It was a glove fit.
Alright.
Doesn't fit. Right.
Oh, really? He's on me. There we go.
Oh my god. Since the miniature is actually you, it looks so obscene.
Do we need a picture of that for the
Yeah, movie? I think
yeah,
so.
Probably should. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. It's not OJ's turn. I don't think he thinks there's a world in which he can successfully get there without attacking Alum right now.
This feels true.
The pile of people in front of him. So he's going to attack Alum.
Okay.
Nope.
21 AC.
Nope. That will make it the dwarf's turn, who... is going to move a little further around the corner and basically out of your sight. So he's there or further, and you don't know because you can't see him.
Okay, so he disappeared.
He's, yeah, exactly.
And
he's off the grid. You don't know what else he does for his turn, and now it's Adi's turn. So Adi, you are on the floor. There is a
big dude on top.
A large man on top of you.
He's also a dwarf?
Probably, right? Did we say?
I don't know. Maybe.
We might have said he was a human.
Maybe.
Let's say he's a human.
I legit
now.
Don't remember.
I don't either.
I just know that he is O.J. Simpson.
I think we should say he's a human.
Is O.J. Simpson a dwarf?
Definitely not a dwarf.
Definitely
very big
not.
Very, okay. Very big boy.
So do I need to do a strength check to get him off of me?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot because you basically, you have to
he's
strength
a big dude,
to move him off of you, and he's a big dude. And then you're also going to have to, like, stand up. So
is he helping me with this, or is he just, is he unconscious?
Right now, he's just out of it. He's, like, completely dazed right now.
Okay.
Then,
12 plus 2, 14.
Okay. You can move him off of you.
Get off, OJ. And then I'll use,
Get off of here. What, do you want to move, you can move to an adjacent square, I'll say. Since he's literally on top of you.
Yeah, I'll move. Here, whatever. I think that's half my movement speed to stand up, and then actually that might also just be everything if I'm both pushing him off
and then standing up. Yeah, that's what I
Yeah, so I'll say that's it.
Okay.
Am I close enough? No, I'm like 10 feet away from you.
Alum.
Okay, at this point, since the dwarf we were attacking has like run successfully away and one of the guys is unconscious, I'm going to do an intimidation roll on this guy in front of me instead of trying to do non-lethal damage. I'm going to say, the source of your coin went that way. What more do you have to gain here? 17, modified 20.
Okay. He looks around nervously, and you can see him try to peek around the corner to see exactly where his boss went.
Okay.
So.
I do realize we did say that since that's speech, I can still take an action.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think I also will do my non-lethal attack after saying that.
Okay.
Might drill home
a little bit. In general, I think I would have done that in the reverse order.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be great. Just get out of here while you still can. But you can't.
Well,
because you're unconscious.
Yeah, you didn't do anything, and it's still my turn, so. I rolled here, but still, 9.
9 total?
Yeah.
Does not hit.
This was lower, so.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wonderful. It is. It's Lady Elf's turn, and she's just gonna put out another trap and ready her daggers again.
God damn it.
She turtling. She turtle girl.
Okay.
She don't want you in her business. Okay,
okay
so
OJ.
Here's what's gonna happen. OJ, are you directly next to OJ? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you chose behind him. Okay. OJ is going to try to stand up. He's gonna successfully stand up.
Okay.
He's pretty shaken. He's gonna try to run away. He's gonna try to run back to the corner. So feel free to attempt to stop him with opportunity attack.
Yeah, I think at this point I'm afraid he's gonna try to continue the fight against Alum, so I'm just gonna knock him out.
Okay.
And by knock him out, I mean miss terribly and fall into this girl's boobs again.
Please do that.
You're a little far, so that'll be pretty
impressive. No, please do it. Roll a 1 so you can fall on a trap and explode into her boobs.
It's a 3 plus 4, 7.
Great. You don't successfully hit him.
These rolls.
I can really just use randomly generated rolls. Within 5 feet of Alum also. So Alum, do you want to take an opportunity attack?
Yeah, I will. Okay. Wait, where is he? Oh, so he gets by and then I get to do it?
Okay. Where is he going?
He's going to try to go
to
the same
corner.
Way the dwarf
yeah.
went, basically.
Okay, so he's...
Yeah. He's trying to go to...
14.
That hits.
Nice.
Nice.
10.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that since his, the way I'm conceiving of this is that his back is to you, I'm gonna say that you knock him forward and like he lands on his feet. Not on his feet. He gets knocked
face.
Off his feet and lands on his face, like the next square ahead.
Oh, okay. So he goes like, bluh!
Exactly. Illum, you've done a crazy amount of damage in this fight.
Yeah, I know. It's like every time I've hit, I've rolled six and eight, every time. Yeah.
That's what's been happening.
These rolls, man. I think I should really randomly generate rolls, because my luck with rolls...
Give it a shot. You never know. Maybe your die is actually a little, like,
Technically, it's possible. Are purer than dice. You do get purer results with RNG.
Yeah. It's nice. I like the feel of rolling the numbers.
Oh, yeah, I do,
but
too.
But it does not work for me.
You can always split it. You can do d20 rolls with the number generator, and then every other roll. You can do whatever
that's
you
want. That's
fair. All right. It's not OJ's turn. I think not OJ is going to continue attacking you, but he is intimidated, so I'm going to give him disadvantage. I think you successfully intimidated disadvantage into him.
Nice.
Well, he definitely doesn't hit you, because his rolls were 4 and 2.
Yeah.
So...
And I have AC, like, nothing.
It's true life. Dwarf does something that you can't see or hear. Now it's Adi's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna run over here to help out Illum. Put up my shield, and you know what? I'm just gonna also attack this guy.
Really?
He's attacking my bro. If there's anything that actually makes me care.
Wait, you're gonna let us end an episode? What?
Yeah, I know.
Hey. But he hasn't hit him yet.
Okay, this time
I'm gonna... Joe, you have the same stats as me. I can do your roll.
Yeah, sure, why not? Roll for me.
If it's good, you cheated.
It's in that one. It's a one. It's actually a one. It's actually a one.
Joe's like, I wish I had it in me, because now I kind of want to argue that doesn't count as me rolling, but I know that if it were a better number, I would have made it as me rolling.
I'm so sorry.
So I can't argue anything.
No, I'm not going to argue. I'm taking it, but like, my
luck... I think that was such a better outcome than if I had rolled you a 2, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that, like, way better?
I think if I'm going to miss, I might as well take the full critical miss.
Especially because we set up that when you critical miss in this fight, it ends up with you falling into someone's boobs.
I have to fall pretty far back.
You sure do.
You would.
Through some landmines. low. You know what? Low is my number.
Definitely low.
Okay. Beautiful for Frankie and not for Joe.
Do I fall into his crotch?
No. You fall backwards into the landmine. The landmine explodes. It blows you further back, and you face plant into her boobs again.
I can't successfully get you to hit the landmine. So here's actually what I want to say.
Just trip back for 30 feet. Whoa!
You got a 1 on your roll, and then I rolled, and you miscalled my roll. So this is going to be as bad for you as it could possibly be. I think.
Sweet.
I'm not going to say you drop your weapon for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
That I don't have to necessarily say. Most of them are that I want this to actually end. Here's what I will say, though. Instead, you drop your shield.
God damn it.
And you in the scuffle, you kick it a little bit. So why don't you roll... You could do it. You can be in control of your own destiny. You can roll a d4, and that's how many squares away it will land from the kick.
Okay. Yes.
D4.
Right?
How do you not know what a D4 is?
You know what?
You can count the sides instantly.
You've got me questioning myself now. That's a 3, right? 3.
Alright, cool. It goes 3 squares behind you.
So it's 1, 2, wait, where am I?
You're on that square.
Oh, no. Am I
as he knocks over all
the
of
whole
the miniatures.
Thing.
Ours are a little too big, but it's worth it. Okay, so I think it's 1, 2, 3 here.
Yes, you can put a little marker down there or something if you want.
My shield is this guy.
You could put the D4 if you want.
Yeah.
You probably won't use it again. But I don't care. You can
yeah, not like I'm going to cause him any damage. Well, even if I did, I guess.
How much AC do you get from your shield?
2.
2, okay.
Yeah.
So he's 18 now.
Radical.
That's what plate does.
You 18?
Illum. It's your turn.
Okay, so I look around at the madness around me, and I and I see OJ on the ground with his face down, presumably unconscious. I see Ati with his probably like just like stumbling around, confused, and his shield on the ground, looking like a fool with his shield on the ground.
And I see not OJ weirdly not in his baddest spot. Like, he's beat up because he's been attacked a lot, but it's like, you obviously are the target of my attack right now. Mm. So I swing at him, 15 plus 19.
Hits.
Okay, and 8.
You kill him. Or you don't kill
well,
him.
Well, that was, sorry, it, non-lethal. That's what I've been doing this
fight.
Okay.
That's fine. You subdue him.
Okay, cool.
He's subdued.
And I use my minor action to continue looking around at the madness around me.
All right. I think... I think that you would see the elf woman, like, kind of fiddle with something, and then not go anywhere. You just, you're kind of fiddle with something and doing, like, setting something up that you probably don't know what it is.
Okay.
And that will be all she does, and that would make it OJ's turn. He is not unconscious. He is
really
prone. He's very tanky. You never hit him except these, like, you know,
that is
the
true.
Two times that he's been moved.
Not OJ is the one I've been hitting.
Yeah, so. Not OJ got fucked. OJ is gonna try to, like, literally crawl to his horse and climb up on his horse.
His Bronco.
His white
Bronco.
Bronco. He's gonna try to run away in his white Bronco, with his white Bronco. He's not gonna be inside of it.
Okay.
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 So,
gotcha.
I believe you can still take an opportunity to attack against him, but I don't even think he's going to stand up yet. I think he's literally crawling at this point. So.
Okay. And I think that's Joe who can do that.
Yes.
Not
so
me.
If you want to do it, you can.
I'll do that. And I guess I might as well two-hand my weapon.
Yeah.
You can two-hand it and have advantage because he's still prone.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
You get the same attack roll, but your damage bonus, your damage roll, if it hits, would be a D10 instead of a
yeah.
D8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16.
That is, let's see if you crit.
9. So
okay.
16 plus 4, 20. Okay, that hits.
Yeah.
And then let's roll a D10. Oh, fuck, which one's that?
No, man.
You can roll the percentile one if that makes it easier for you to recognize it, like, because it's still...
Oh, the 0
is
10.
Yeah.
You
nice.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, D10 plus 2. That's 4 plus 2 is 6.
Okay. I'm gonna say that he's gonna take the damage and it hurts.
God
and he hates you and he's gonna crawl like one space forward, but that's it. He can't get further because he's too hurt.
Where's his Bronco?
It is on this square.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's within like 5 feet.
That's a Bronco.
That's a Bronco, yeah.
Yeah. That's a Bronco.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this the longest session we've ever had in our lives?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I wish Joe just did the fight.
I like that Joe took a nap.
Yeah, we know.
You were supposed to show up after this, but Frankie showed up very late.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And this went very long because I didn't want this fight to happen, and my character really didn't want this fight to happen.
Mm-hmm. Against all logic. No, I mean, like, he really did not want the fight to happen.
I know, he just...
But the idea that it could actually work was very
difficult. It's astounding how the idea of dealing damage is just so far removed from you that everything you do is just moving and saying. It's like every turn you've had. And they move here and they say this, and then, like... Do they listen to me? No. Okay.
It works.
Yeah,
cool.
He didn't give us a demon to fight. He gave us two people. My guy doesn't want to kill people. My guy's killed demons. Like, brutally. Like, with a shield, by accident.
Yeah.
So you
great.
Mr. Magoo your way through demons?
Yeah.
No, he knees his way through
demons. I accidentally, like, Captain America'd my shield through a demon's neck, and, like, Ted was just sitting on the shield.
But how did you do that if you're unconscious all the time?
He wasn't
it
unconscious
was
yet.
During a very brief
I
moment.
Probably had just rezzed him.
All right.
Is it my turn, though?
I think it's your turn.
Okay, let Illume come in here and then clean up a little bit.
Sometimes you just
so have I step forward. I step forward and I say, "All right, Ati, I'll put him away." Non-lethal damage roll, 19, 23. Okay, I'll run again. There's a box I can check for advantage. The second is 15. It's, okay. So the 23.
So yeah.
And then roll damage 6.
Cool.
Can I also slap his horse on the ass and send it flying?
You absolutely can. If you wanted to do that, that is something you certainly can.
All right, yeah, I'm going to slap it on the ass and go, get out of here.
Okay, as it goes, it says, "You idiot, that was a free horse."
"We don't steal horses, you talking horse." How much of that was canon?
No, that was not the horse.
I got one.
Literally,
no. I got it. We haven't done it yet. I'm rolling universe time. 10. It probably doesn't happen.
See if he says that.
Yeah,
you're unsure.
did that just happen?
You hear it, but you don't know who it came from for certain. You're like, was that the horse?
Yeah,
could have been like an elf calling out from his window. That was a free horse, dumbass. Yeah.
I will definitely take that. Okay.
But whatever it is, my character was certain that the horse was talking to him.
Never slap a free horse on the ass. That's like, you know,
idiot. We're not horse thieves.
Don't look at the horse in its ass and slap it.
And slap its ass. Don't look it in the eyes.
By the way, I forget if we've said it, but I've decided that those dice rolls, I'm calling them twists of fate.
Oh.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so combat is over. You have two unconscious guards. You do not know where the dwarf went.
Okay. Is the elf lady still standing there when we turn around?
She is still there. Okay. When she sees that the guards are unconscious, she walks over and starts like dismantling the contraptions that she had put on the floor.
Okay.
Combat is over.
Okay.
Or at least she is not trying to fight you. So if you want to do a new combat against her, you can say so.
I'm going to start. I'm going to turn and I'm going to say, "All right, now that that's over, you owe Ati specifically an explanation. Not really me."
Yeah, I'm going to go over, pick up my my shield and just kind of like sit down against the wall and be like, "Oh, that was fucking exhausting. Why did we do that?"
She's going to say, she's going to finish picking up the things and then, like, walk up to you guys. And she's basically going to say, you know, girl voice, right? She's going to say,
"Oh, shit, what do girls sound like?
What do girls sound like?
Oh, crap."
Oh, she's going to say,
She's going to say, "Give me your credit card information." That's what girls say, right?
It'll be 200 roses. Which, as far as I know, that's...
Oh, no, she'll tell me I'm not interested in hookups. I'm only looking for something serious.
I just had the world's best idea of all time ever. Excuse me real quick.
Shut up.
We can't talk about it ever again.
Okay.
She's going to come up to you and she's going to say, "So I know that was kind of confusing and I wasn't really sure where you stood for a while, but thank you for trying to help me. You've done a greater service for this city than you know."
"We really shouldn't let you take that hammer. That's kind of stealing, though."
I mean...
Joe does say... Ati does say that. Yeah, but does the hammer mean anything? Because, like, you're right. We don't know what this means to the city. So you kind of got to enlighten me now.
"I'm going to sell this hammer, and it's going to feed a lot of people."
I still disapprove, but I'm too tired to stop you.
Okay. That doesn't bother me too much, I don't think.
Okay.
I think, when he tried to kill us, that's just like, this could have been our loot. And it's like, exactly, I'm not gonna do anything with another hammer. Yeah. Okay, loot from the fight? Yeah.
It was a really sick hammer, though.
For the record, I really was giving you a horse as loot. I really did expect you guys to take the horse, yeah.
We already have Long Gong Silver.
I know.
Yeah, we did. We have Long Gong
Silver. Been riding.
No, we have Long Gong Silver.
You can't both ride
Long Gong Silver. Yeah, but we have Long Gong Silver.
One of you can kinda ride Long Gong Silver. You could have, like, kinda. One of you could have shared a saddle with Carl on the horse and stuff. You could have had that. All right, we're I think good. We have to call this episode because I haven't looked at the clock and I'm scared that this was 2 hours.
And it's been so, like an hour and 30 minutes, I think.
Oh, more.
Yeah.
6:15.
Well, we did the what we had to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And we did.
So it what
Illume did.
Where does that end exactly? Is she leaving?
I think she's just gonna like
stand there and give me a thumbs up.
She's gonna turn and go away. She's gonna be like, say thanks again, and then turn and leave. And start walking down the alley.
Oh, okay. Because like I just asked her a question because I need to know more. Because I said I said, all right. You said
I didn't realize that was actually.
Yeah, you said this means more to the city than we know, but you kind of owe us the answer. What does it mean to the city? So if you want that to be a request that we like. Hear more from her, go with her, it can be. Like, we can sit down and actually talk.
Sure, you know what? Okay. We'll just do it like this. She'll say, we can't talk here.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about it, come with me, and I'll talk to you about it in a safer place.
Okay, that I'm good with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll follow her, yeah.
Then let's call it there.
I still disapprove, though.
Is right. Robin Hood evil?
Well, I'm not chaotic good. I'm lawful good.
Yeah, I know. So, don't you hate evil more than you hate chaos? Though?
Way more.
Yeah, as I mean, I don't.
We
know,
don't even really hate chaos.
Paladins might hate
Paladins
chaos.
Do, but like the way that we follow Morden, that's not the thing that we hate. We don't hate chaos and evil equally.
Right.
We value all good specifically when. The thing we value most is loyalty to people we are close to.
Right.
And so it's like in, like, you know, hierarchy of desires, like, you know, like, number one is loyalty to people we are loyal to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number two is, you know, kindness and compassion, or at least a loom, because like, we wrote these out. Number two is general kindness and compassion. And so that doesn't have a face of lawful. So priority one is a lawful thing. Priority two, which is still a big priority, is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my character's a little more devoted to the law, or order it in general at least.
That's fine. That's not a loom, just so you know.
Oh yeah, at the very least, a loom's a lot more okay killing people who are trying to hurt us.
That's true, I think.
Yeah.
Like, demonstrably true. That is just.
My character has made multiple efforts not to do that, and he smashed people's heads like watermelons.
Yes.
One guy.
What? It was one guy. I mean, there's another guy who, like, smashed his, what's it called? Clavicle so hard that it exploded. And
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was
good times. Remember Clavicle Guy?
Yeah.
Clavicle Guy does not want to remember us.
Remember Smoke and the Horny Bing Bong?
Yeah, I love it in the Horny Bing Bong.
Anyway, so I guess we're following her out, and then that's where we'll cut.
Beautiful. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of D&D Bags. Thanks to Matt for being here. We could not have done it without him.
Fuck you.
We do have some really great audio of Matt napping.
Oh, yeah.
So we would be able to make top-tier podcasts out of that. If you want to find us on the internet, you can go to dndbags.com, where you can find everything you want to find about the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at @thedndbags. You follow me on Twitter at @FrankieTheDM. You can follow Carl the Rule Man at Carl the Rule Man. He could definitely use more love on Twitter. Yeah, so I'm Frank the Dungeon Master. Thank you again for joining us.
I'm Joe, and I play Ati.
I'm Andy, and I play Illume.
I'm Matt, and I'm going to have something to do at some point.
We'll see.
I assume.
How long can Joe drag things out?
Why is it my fault? All right.
Yeah, this is Chiptunes.
This is Chiptunes. doing? Is it red wax candles?
It's gonna set the mood. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Some mood setting.
Hey, Charlie made a joke about our podcast to me last night. Does that mean he listens?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that was cool.
I didn't know anybody other than going.
He made fun of me for giving everyone a Scottish accent, and I deserved it. Sometimes I feel like I'm playing against you.
Okay, what in the hell is Dungeons & Dragons?
A long time ago in Galaxy Far, Far Away, this guy named Gary Gygax.
Yeah, I don't need a history lesson.
Oh, I was doing a Joe Spell recast.
Oh.
Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. Okay. They usually don't like to let me do the recap.
I'm going to have to sit here for 2 hours and just listen to my friends bitch at me, and it's a recording, so I can't even do anything about it.
Alright, can I just, like, pick up this dude's weapon?
Maybe you can on your turn.
I feel bad just for saying that and having that recorded.
Yeah,
that's gonna ruin my political career at some point.
Yeah.